We will call to order the House Special Session Committee on Budget Reconciliation. We have a couple housekeeping items we need to take care of here. One is the adoption of the special committee rules. Second is introduction of all bills we will be considering. Doesn't mean we will consider all of them. It just means that we need to get them put into the record. For right now, we aren't going to take any action on any of these bills. So just as a courtesy to everyone sitting out there, and thank you for being here, by the way. It's important. So just as a courtesy to those that are in attendance today, I want to let everyone know that this is going to be a typical special session process, very much dictated by the hurry up and wait philosophy of life. And while we will get some bills posted, they may not be considered during that particular work session. Kind of the same drill as last time, just, well, that's all I'm going to say on that regard. Can we take some time and familiarize ourselves with the House Special Session Committee rules? They're the same as last time. No changes, amendments. They're not folded, spindled, or mutilated. Representative Lee.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we approve the proposed rules as printed.
Representative Lee has moved the House Special Session Committee rules. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. We will now go into work session on bill introduction. Ms. Adrian.
Mr. Chair and members of the House Special Session Committee on Budget, you have in front of you a series of legislative concepts, and I'll just briefly highlight the number of each and the subject. First of all, it's legislative concept number 6. This relates to stores operated by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. You may recall that in the first special session you did pass House Bill 4013. This concept, LC6, does repeal a couple of sections of that bill and adds an emergency clause, which I believe was missing from the first measure. Legislative Concept 14 is what we refer to as the Omnibus Disappropriations Measure. It adjusts appropriations and expenditure limitations for a variety of state agencies for purposes of balancing the budget. Legislative Concept 16 relates to the School Improvement Fund. Legislative Concept 18-1 adjusts a variety of lottery allocations. Mm-hmm. Legislative Concept 31 and 32 are each proposals describing the ballot materials necessary as part of Legislative Concepts 33 and 34. Those two items would rescind SJR 50, which you adopted in the first special session. Legislative Concept 33 differs from 34 in that it would further revise the Constitution. LC 34 would amend the Constitution. LC 35 would authorize revenue bonds to be issued that relate to tobacco master settlement agreement monies. LC 35-1 also relates to that subject. LC 37 would expand purposes for which monies in the emergency communications account, that's the 911 account, how they may be used. That one declares an emergency. Excuse me, it does not. It takes effect 91 days after adjournment, sign you die. LC 41 limits dental benefits provided under the medical assistance program. LC 42 is referred to as omnibus program changes. That provides the revisions to statute necessary to accommodate the other budgetary changes made in other legislative concepts. And then you have in front of you three blank budget bills, LC 9082, 9083, and 9084.
Mr. Chair. Representative Shetterly.
You ready for a motion?
I am ready for a motion.
I would move the Introduction of LC 6, 14, 16, 18-1, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 35-1, 37, 41, 42, 9082, 9083, and 9084 as committee bills.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the bills for the special session are declared introduced. Any further business come before the committee? Again, sincerely, thanks everybody for being here. A lot of friendly faces out there. We are in recess.